broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Where's the guy? Music brings in.
Dun, 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 dun.
Rocker, sing a song. Get us going.
River.
Get us in, ladies and gentlemen. Sports talk. Go.
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping. How alone in the forest. Hey, you said
keep
music.
Going.
The while the birdies are too light.
So how do you know that song?
David Letterman.
Yeah, it's David Letterman's
version.
That's his lyrics. That's not the lyrics to the actual
song. Let's talk about your sideburns. When did you go crazy on us?
Well, it's called not getting to the barber yet.
Didn't see Kenny.
He looks like
Elvis.
Who had the big king? Chops from Fort Carey?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
I like it. It's hot. It's kind of sexy. I like it a lot.
Don't you get excited.
I'm a little excited.
He's excited.
Mutton chops.
Mutton chops. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
My good friend sitting right across from me at 8:16 is Harold Feely. Hello, Mr. Feely.
Hello, Bubby. How's it going?
I am great.
Awesome.
The guy sitting behind you, just the host of Insight, Mr. Jack Stogler. Jack, how are you tonight?
Hey, Bobby, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Another awesome. Great show, Tony Stalch.
Awesome, great show.
Yeah.
Hope Wendell is an Einstein.
Einsteiner.
Yep.
She could take, she doesn't study. I was talking to some of my girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Brenna Holman, Emmy Guggenbiller, Paige Brynn said she's unbelievable. Said she just comes natural.
Yep.
So she just, yeah, she just. A lot of people said that about me.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Natural.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yep.
What are you looking like an idiot for?
He's just got a puzzled look on his face.
And the other guy on the mic.
I believe it.
Rocker Bonville.
Hello, everybody.
Rock's in the house.
And the engineer and owner of Fort Recovery Radio.
Owner-operator.
Owner-operator and all-around big old douchebag, Neil.
Ow, not that
Spencer.
Big.
Ouch.
I'm just medium.
Yeah, it's a bit outside.
Medium.
Do not. Okay, so.
Introduction.
So we sit at the doing baseball games, and if Neil can't find his mouse, he destroys the press box.
Gotta get some cheese.
The mouse.
Gotta get some cheese, Neil.
The mouse itself. Now, the cursor, I couldn't find the cursor, or the cursor.
Okay, that's what the arrow.
That's the thing on the screen. The mouse, which is the little doodad you're moving around, it would just move itself. I'm sitting there watching it jump around the screen.
So I had to
turn it off and throw it over to the side so it's not in my way. I didn't have anything in the
crashing
way.
Crashing stuff everywhere.
I had to get it out of my way.
And the thing is, there's only room for two of us to sit there. So Neil's standing. He's got a little area, and I'm, you know, big ass me. And Neil's got this computer, and I'm blocking, and he's reaching around. He takes that mouse. He fires it up against
me. I didn't fire it. I just flipped it out of the way.
Well, it was kind of. And then he took his sunglasses and fired them one time.
I took them off so I could see. I laid it down. There's no place to lay it down.
Well, you had a game last night.
You guys are like an well-oiled machine.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Me and Cappy just laughed. The two guys we had last night.
They were awesome.
Two fart smellers that just were just neat birds. They laughed at everything. You know, Spencey's having a heart attack over there.
The announcer and the scoreboard guy were just pretty cool guys.
The announcer,
he was good.
Does the TV show.
Brush really? Pile?
Brush Pile Fishing.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So, Calpy, his
I
whole
looked
show.
It up today. Yeah, and yeah.
He gives him his business card. Can you take the mayor of Fort Recovery? That guy didn't give a crap about Calpy. But now Calpy's going brush pile fishing.
Fishing? All right.
No, it was a lot of fun. The Indians got to win, and
those guys were a hoot.
Yeah, they were.
I enjoyed them, and I know they enjoyed you guys.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We talk about that game fee, and it was a game where you were coming off just playing a really tough stretch.
Yeah.
Not playing very well. And we go over there and win 4-2. And yeah. Dylan Evers was tremendous.
Oh, Dylan.
Again.
He got better as the day went on, too. Yeah. I mean, he was getting stronger. And he had one inning where Jared counted. He threw 16 pitches and 15 of them were strikes.
Think about that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
Kids were fouling him off. And he was challenging them. And it was... He was on his game last night.
When you have a and we're going to take a break here, but when you have a team like we have, and our record, throw it out the window. Who gives a crap?
I agree.
You know, we're 7 and whatever it is.
Yeah.
When you have Dylan Evers, you have Daniel Patch, you're going to be able to win a game.
You got a shot. Yeah.
You got a chance.
If you can just play errorless free, maybe it's... You got a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Scrap a couple runs together and see.
We're
going to
talk Indian baseball. We're going to talk about this softball team who
hot.
Has been tremendous. We are going to talk to the big finals of the track. We had a good first day. The Fort Recovery Indians did.
Yep.
We have some winners. Mara Pearson, God love her. What an athlete. Wins the long jump. Whit Rammel comes in second in the high jump.
The high jump?
Yeah. Which is incredible.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to talk a little bit. I see Gavin Toby he placed in the long jump, I think.
Could be.
So we got some kids that placed. Our team's like in third or fourth. So we're going to talk track, too, because the finals of the MAC is Friday here at Fort Recovery. And nice. We are going to go over what the events are coming up on Friday. We're going to take a break right now. It's 8:21 Sports Talk Above and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The tickets for all the Indian softball tournament games this year will be sold online only. There will be no tickets available at the gate as in years past. To buy your tickets, go to OHSAA.org/tickets, then select softball, then Wapakoneta, then get tickets. Tickets are on sale now. Please pass the word so none of our fans get shut out of the games. Again, there will be no tickets available at the gate for any of the softball tournament games this year. All tickets must be purchased online at OHSAA.org/tickets.
We're back?
Yep.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I forgot to play some music.
Hope it ain't Cat song, because that was unbelievable bad. I mean, that was one of the worst stuff I've ever heard.
I thought it was pretty.
We had like 720 listeners at the start of the show, and he sang that song.
Six.
Not, yeah.
We're down to six.
Six or eight.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's just disappointing. You disappointed us. You've heard us.
How about if he sings a different song?
The rankings of our... We have good ratings on Sports Talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our ratings are up.
Yeah. I mean, they are. They are up this year.
They're booming.
Want to fix that? We can have Rocker sing some more. Want to sing another song, Rocker?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hope it ain't that.
Moon River. Sing Moon River.
Love Moon River. The Mills Brothers.
They probably did that, but Andy Williams had the...
Andy Williams is dead.
As a doornail.
Well,
heart and soul of
the Mills Brothers.
Mills Brothers. One of them's alive yet.
No, well, the last one died fairly...
No.
Well, King Bob was wrong then.
King Bob is
King
an idiot.
Bob.
No, he's kind of the Mills Brothers guy.
Ronnie still around.
Ronnie Mills.
That's not one of the singing Mills Brothers.
I don't think Ronnie was dipped in chocolate either.
No.
That's racist. Now we are off the air.
again.
Write that down. He's writing that down.
Scratch that one off.
You can't say that, you moron.
Yeah, but it ain't my fault the actual Mills brothers were, you know, African American. I didn't do that to them.
You didn't? Who did it then?
Somebody did.
The good Lord.
The Mills brothers were really good.
They were awesome.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Now back to
the ink spots were good, too.
The ink spots were very good.
Yeah. Now back to Indians baseball.
Would you shut up? Where's my guy? Jesus.
Rocker, how many baseball games you been to this year?
Zippa.
Oh, explain. Well, thanks for support.
Thanks for supporting the team.
I'm there in spirit.
All right. No, you're not.
Do you know what the record is? Do you have any, even a guess?
Give me a record guess.
11-2.
Exactly.
You're right on it.
We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Yep. I like Rocker's record. Yep.
He's got a good group.
He's got a good group.
That's good.
Fee, we traveled to St. Mary's. Let's go back. Let's go back to the weekend. We had a tough stretch. We played Bremen on Thursday, got rained out.
Yep.
Well, we played how many innings?
Oh, we got the five. We got the fifth.
Okay.
The fifth.
Actually, I think it was Friday night that game was taken, wasn't it? Yep.
Thursday, and then
And then Friday, no. Because we played it Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so it rained out. We got rained out Friday.
Okay, there you go.
We actually had two good games. Arcanum and Versailles. We won last week, so we had a little momentum, and then it seems like we go two steps forward, and then back two, and then back forward. But yeah, we ended up Saturday was Marion local team came in, same record as us,
right? You
know, and I felt like we were probably the better team, and we had a bad game, played bad.
Which happened?
They had a big inning, they had a huge inning. We had like four or five errors in one inning, and they ended up scoring six runs, I think, beating us 6-4 or something like that. 8-4.
Then we finished up the New Bremen game.
And then right after that, New Bremen pulls in, and we finished that one up. That ended up 5-1.
Yeah.
You know, we got some runners on in the seventh and runners on in the sixth. So we were competing. We just missed that big hit. But,
yeah,
I think it's still coming, hopefully. Then we came back Monday night and played Anzonia, a team that you would think we would have been a little better then, and we didn't play very good again and got beat. And then we played St. Mary's, who I think was a pretty good ball club, and we beat them. So, never know about baseball.
No, that's exactly right. And when you look at our tournament draw.
Yeah, I told the guys I was pretty excited about it. I think it's a good draw for us.
Yeah.
We start out with Ada, and we'll have them at home next Tuesday, I believe. And then if we'd happen to win, Thursday we go to Crestview probably. Crestview plays New Knoxville, so I would think they'll probably win that. And we'll head there and take our chances to try to win a sectional title.
Did we play Crestview during the season?
Yes. They beat us 4-3.
Beat us 4-3.
Yeah,
so that's the same
second game of the year, I think. Something
and like that was the same score the girls beat us by.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. That'll be real good. We got so we played Anzonia then on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
A game that you know, they had a similar record as of us. They played St. Henry tough. They're probably playing about as good as they can play.
Yeah. They're excited.
Yep. And they're real young.
Yeah.
And they come in here and they got us on Monday night.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you play those teams and, you know, you get to overlooking, you know, and you just can't do that. Can't do it. You got to take each game one at a time. And I don't know. We didn't play very good on Monday.
No.
Effort was not there.
No, and let's talk a little bit about that. And I know that when you get into the season and it's not went your way, it somehow you got to step up and you got to battle. And we didn't battle Monday.
No,
Anzonia, did we?
No, we had another. Derek started out and he walked a few guys. His control wasn't very good. And, you know, we put some runners on base and then we kicked it around a little bit here and there. We had a couple errors and, you know, next thing you know, you're trailing by three or four runs. And, you know, offensively, we just haven't been good enough to jump on. Early in the year, we were hitting the ball well. And then now it seems like we're going through a drought and we kind of keep going in and out every other game. It seems like we're pretty good. And then the next game, we're not very good.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, well, consistency has been a problem for us this year.
It's just been tough for us, and I, you know, I talked to a couple of the kids, and I mean, you know, we actually had five games where we were one hit away from winning every one of them. You know, it's just a matter of a big hit, coming up with a big hit, you know, and we didn't do it. Like last night, Daniel Patch had a big hit.
Yeah.
You know, we had runners on second and third, two outs, you know, and boom, we get a base hit up the middle, and there you go.
We were trailing. We were trailing last night and come back and got a nice W.
Came back and got a real good W for us. I think St. Mary's a decent team.
Yep.
You know, that was a good team. And I think tomorrow night we're going to go up to Walpock and take on probably a pretty good team up there. Yeah, they're always
great
good.
Great challenge, yep.
Yeah, and then Friday night we'll close the season out, the regular season out, with Franklin Monroe at home.
Okay.
And then it's a new season.
Yeah.
We all start 0-0. So.
And the tournament game is Tuesday.
Tuesday
Have we
at
got
home.
Any ticket information on that, Neil? Has that come out yet?
No, that Brent said he will post it as soon as he can, and I looked on OHSAA a couple hours ago, and they didn't have it posted yet because I just went on to see if I could buy tickets, and so it's not posted yet, and Brent is expecting it to be Friday before they will post it, but they didn't tell him that. He's just assuming that because that's how it was last week with the girls. First game on Tuesday.
Do you remember when we played softball on Friday nights, Hastings Auto Sales?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Jack was a catcher and he was looking, there was a fly ball hit to right field?
That was
at
Coldwater.
No, it was here. No, it was here.
Was it here?
Yeah.
Or is it Big Cat?
Big Cat did it. Big Cat did it at Coldwater. Jack did it here.
There we go. I knew
there's a fly ball to right field, and the right fielder lost it in the sun. Jack's catching, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
he ran out and caught it.
No.
Ball,
no.
Ball.
So the play, the ball goes past the right fielder. So Jack, being the Einstein, decides he's going to try to figure out why that sun.
That was Big Cat.
No, you was catching one time.
That was Big Cat. That was Big Cat.
And Big Cat is looking at the sun trying to figure out why he dropped that ball. And this guy's coming around for plate to plate.
There's
and I don't know
notes.
Who is calling.
I was in right field.
Yeah, that's right. You dropped it in the sun.
Yeah, you couldn't figure out why you dropped it.
And Jack fires a laser into Big Cat, who's looking at the sun, and the ball
goes by his ear.
Trust me.
That was really good
I
old days.
I threw it to the relay.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
I couldn't throw it to the
cat. And Big Cat couldn't figure out why Jack dropped that damn ball in that sun.
Yeah. I don't even see the sun. Carl looking around. He's standing down there in the shade thinking, well, I don't get it.
Yeah, and that ball whizzed right by his ear. One run scores. Two run scores. But we probably come back and lost anyway. So
yeah.
That's exactly right. Yep. We are going to take a break. We're going to come right back 8:32. We're going to turn our attention to softball and track. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Here are the softball and baseball games coming up the rest of this week. The Lady Indians defeated Ridgemont in the sectional semifinal game and will now play at Lincoln View in the sectional final game tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, the boys will travel to Wapakoneta, and that game can be heard on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, the boys will host Franklin Monroe in their last regular season game, and that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will play an MAC makeup game at Minster, and if they win, they will share the MAC championship with Minster and Coldwater with league records of 5-2. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get there to cheer them on, we'll bring you all the games we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The new additions to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced today.
Oh, good. Yeah. Carole King make it?
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. She's I was in. Surprised at that. I thought she was in already.
She should have been in
way,
20 years
way
ago.
Way overdue on that.
Unbelievable.
One.
Jay-Z, he's great.
Jay-Z,
yeah.
I wouldn't call it rock and roll, but that's, yeah, that's pop music stuff.
Also,
I'm okay
yeah
with that.
Tina Turner made it in by herself.
Did she?
The Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's.
Ooh.
Don't you get excited.
Love the Go-Go's.
Belinda Carlisle. Oh.
Belinda.
Wait a minute, I want to get on Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah,
Rocker, you're on your game. I wanted to see who.
Well, this is my ball wax.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why didn't you say anything?
Well, because I didn't. I said
on
I didn't want to eat on your territory. You know,
no. Well, you're in.
Yeah. Who's the rock group? There was a rock group. Get in.
I didn't see all
Beatles.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the Beatles. What is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You ever been there?
Overrated.
Neil, we should do a live broadcast from there sometime.
From there?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Load them up.
Jody said she keeps trying to call, no answer.
Is she calling that number or the old number?
Ooh. Are you calling 937-310-2781?
That's the Hastings hotline.
Hastings hotline.
She may have that old phone number from that we somehow lost and they wouldn't let
no,
us go.
No, I mean, I just
number
texted it to her. I'm just saying. She said she's trying to call.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Don't
we're waiting on Jody to call. Jody is the meat. She's like Jesus at the track meet.
Yeah.
She's big. Her and Sam.
She's the meat yep what?
She's the
meat person. She's the meat
she's
captain.
The meter
she's
greater.
She's the one in charge
she
of the track.
She loves
the track meets.
The track meets. she said, can you call her?
I'm going to try. Oh, yeah, I can call her.
It would be probably a little easier.
Yep.
You want me to try that?
Yep. So
you want her number, or do you have it? Or
I don't think I have.
Everybody's got that number.
I'll get it from Rocker.
It is 419.
Hang on just a second here. I got to get this up, and it has to get to the right thing, and it has to go here. Oh, geez, no.
Rocker's got it. You got it on porn.
It says I have to sign in. That's stupid.
That is very stupid.
Because I don't have any of the
so
Chuck
we can't
has
call
that
on
stuff. Let me just try this here.
Here we go.
We
could put her on the old. I could go like this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty.
Well,
easy.
But hang on just a second. Let me see.
Neil's got something up his sleeve.
He's got something. He's got something.
Anybody look up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nope.
I was trying to.
Till I interrupted.
How about Foreigners yeah got the COVID.
Really?
I heard that today.
Foreigner?
Foreigner.
I was climbing a mountain.
Yep, it's not letting me call what in here.
Here, I'll call her. That's
yep
Foreigner.
Yep, sorry.
Sailed across the stormy sea.
Now, I don't have much cord here, but we can plug it in. Oh, you got an iPhone, don't you?
Yeah, I'll call her. She's yep so wonderful.
She
God
is.
I love her.
Awesome.
She's a.
Oh, better go
back. I don't know why Skype made me. Whoa,
Beaver.
Randy.
Rocker
hi
with a beaver.
Randy.
Randy. Oh, that's.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Jody Stogler.
How you doing?
Hello, Jody Stogler.
How you doing, Jody?
All right. How are you?
You're on the world famous Bubba and Fee show.
This is big. We got big ratings tonight.
Why are you using that voice?
I always use my radio voice when I'm talking to you, baby.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you, let's talk track. You want to?
Let's talk trash
absolutely
or track.
I love talking track.
Okay, so we had the first day of the track meet, correct?
Yes, we did.
Yep. And how'd it go?
It went very well. We still have all of the fields are done except for the boys pole vault because that has a tendency to take a little bit longer. And you can't do both boys and girls in one night. So, but we, our results were we actually had some good results where our teams were concerned. So we had some people ended up, you know, placing in the top eight. We will turn around then on Friday with our prelims on Tuesday night. And then, you know, we did have a few people advance into the finals on Friday, so which will be exciting.
So everything takes place this Friday at what time?
The boys pole vault will start at 4:30, and then running events start at 6.
And Fort Recovery is hosting the MAC meet, is that correct?
We are hosting the MAC meet this year, yes.
So I looked at some of the, we talked earlier about the day one events, and it looked like Mara Pearson won the long jump, is that correct?
Yes, she did. Yep.
And
good
and
for her.
Whitney Rammel finished second.
Whitley Rammel finished second in the girl's shot. She threw 37 feet 4 inches.
That's very good. Again, any other stats from the Indians there?
Yeah. We had Whitley finished 6th in the discus. She threw 97 feet 7 inches. Mara finished 1st in the long jump for the girls, and she jumped 16 feet, almost 17 feet. Jeez. 16 feet 11.75 inches. For the boys' long jump, Gavin Toby finished 6th with 19 feet. So we didn't do too bad in our fielding events.
Field events, very good.
Yeah,
And who is our coach?
Our coach is Christy Diller. So we actually have a few coaches, and we have. So I will tell you that in the girls' high jump, Whitley Rammel did finish 2nd. She jumped 5 feet.
Awesome.
So she had a pretty good night.
I would say she had a real good night.
Yeah.
And then Friday is the MAC finals, and then the tournament is the following week, correct?
We'll actually start tournament. Or actually, it'll be districts. We'll be next week then.
Oh yeah, they do. But there's no.
Yeah, yeah. No. Our coaches are. We have Christy Diller, Shane Stein, Holly Stein, and Bob Heikamp. And then we do have one other volunteer. But like for home meets, we've been really blessed with the fact that Kim Niekamp, she always has, if she doesn't have a meet, she is always out there with her junior high track kids, and they're helping trying to run the meet as far as moving the hurdles. That's one thing that when you are preparing for the MAC and you're dealing with 10 teams, to have everybody has their place. So we have kids that are there that are, or whoever it is that we get, whether it's kids, whether it's adults, to move the hurdles. And that is their job. They do nothing else. They know that when it is they're supposed to get the hurdles on and get them off, where they're. So we don't have to, find people just to try and get them on. They know their jobs.
They know what
we
doing.
Have kids raking the pits. We have kids moving the blocks to wherever it is that we are going to be starting, and that's their job. So we actually, I give big kudos to the coaches this year, because they made sure that we are on that. The kids did a really good job, the ones that were working.
It is a huge task when you host a MAC event of this size.
Huge.
And I know that you said Coach Melton was there running one of the pits with Gavin with Regan and Smitty and
he was there helping with the hurdles, taking the hurdles on and putting them on and taking them off. Yes. Yep.
So it takes a lot of people. It takes a What's it take? It takes a village?
A little organization, I would have.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so I appreciate, and you kind of, what's your title for this here?
Well, I do the announcing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
You're off.
And, like, we have, upstairs, we have three people running our computers, which is Paul Hellman, Chuck Rohr, and Sam Kanavke. They run the computers, and we never have to worry about any of that stuff up there. We know that they are right on top of the finish, you know, the finish of each race, and they are getting those times in so that we can move on. It's not like it used to be where you stood out there with a time, you know, a little timer and stopwatch, and you had to write that stuff down. Now it's all on the computer, so they just put a little line there. They have those, you know, they have the results, they have the set time, and me, I just kind of, I don't know, run around and kind of make sure everything's going smoothly. But if it wasn't for everybody else, we couldn't run that thing as smoothly as it actually went.
Okay, one last thing before we let you go, and
yeah.
Rocker's staring at me like a puppy dog. He's got slobber coming out of his mouth. Would you say hi to Rocker, please?
Hi, Rocker.
Hello, Jody.
Oh my God, that made his day.
He's happy. Mm-hmm. Happy.
Yeah,
major day too.
It did make my day.
That's exactly right. All right, babe.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Jude.
See ya.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a piece of cake. My mic just fell, though. What the hell happened there? Let's take a break. We're going to talk Indian softball. We're all caught up on the track. Next week, we'll try to get the track coaches in here.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the seniors in the following week, and then that's probably going to be about it for
about that for us.
We'll take the summer off, so we got a big show next week show.
We'll keep going until we get to the state finals
there you
in softball
go.
And
there
baseball.
You go. There you go.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Colleen's, 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email in questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
Here for Recovery Radio Sports Talk with my good friend Harold.
Hello, Bobby.
My good friend Rocker.
Hello, Bubba.
And Neil.
Hello.
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 We should be like a barbershop.
Barbershop. That's right.
Does the Tin Snips still have their barber band?
Yeah. The Tin Snips still do some. They awesome. May. The, obviously, they couldn't do anything last year. For the last year, they haven't been able to do anything. So I don't know if they're going to get back together or not. As far as
okay,
I know,
so our last show of the year. So let's do this. 2 weeks, we're going to invite them up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that'd be awesome.
And they're going to take us to a commercial, every commercial.
Oh, that'd be big.
Yeah.
You think we can get them? I think it'd be neater than a Peter.
Even
big
if we can only get...
Hello, Big Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Even if we only get four or five of them.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
We're going to get 10 Snips Choir in here for our last show of the year.
Well, yes. They're more like a band, but yeah.
Yeah.
They, oh, yeah, they got instruments, right?
Yeah, they really
they
don't.
They dance?
They don't. I don't think so. Maybe
they are this Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
We're dancing.
I don't think they actually do barbershop stuff. They don't do barbershop quartet stuff.
Don't matter. They're coming up. We're going to invite them
but
up.
But they're awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Big.
Just call right. George Stom and he'll try to get
Big Joe.
People
Big
up.
Joe.
Big Joe.
Big They'll George.
You in or out?
Sure.
Oh, for the love of God. Let's talk about the Lady Indians softball team fee.
They're hot.
They are hot and
playing good.
You said it right. They are playing their best softball at the right time.
At the exact right time. Going into tournament time, we got a big win last night.
Yep.
Last night with their first tournament game.
And they beat the Golden Gophers.
The Gophers went down.
Ridgemont goes down. And
I thought you meant Minnesota.
No, the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Got beat 11-2. Indians win it.
Put the pound to them.
And now they go to Lincoln View tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Same time that we'll be playing.
Probably looking for a little... revenge, I'd say. They got beat 4-3 this season, I believe.
And that's right.
It was a great game, and I think the girls are going to be wanting to get back to them here one
well,
time.
Well, they've had a great season, and we've talked Fee when we had Ryan up here and Carrie, and they talked about the potential of this team. And what's amazing, they got off to such a hot start.
They did.
And then they hit that lull.
Yeah. Same time as the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through kind of same season.
And now... I don't think you want to play the Indians.
They caught fire again, and yeah, I'd say you're exactly right. We're playing pretty good.
We are, and they got a big one tomorrow. They go to Lincoln View for a sectional final. A team that I talked to Todd Homan, and Todd says, you know, if we get good pitching and some timely hitting, it's just like anything, we can beat them. And speaking of Todd Homan, his daughter Brenna broke the MAC steals record last night. I think
she's a thief.
85 or something, 50. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was a big number. And congrats to Brenna, and she's had a great season.
She has had a great season. I tell you what, Ned, she's the only senior we have, and I think she's really been a great leader for that team.
Yeah.
Our team's really young, you know, the sky's the limit for the next few years, too. You know, it's going to be really good, but I think she's really showed her character in this year, and really, I just feel like the girls are following her, and she's taking them as far as she can take them.
No, I agree with you 100%. And then on Saturday, they do something that we haven't done for a long time, if
2004
ever.
And 2005.
We won the MAC in softball.
We looked it up while we were talking about that on Insight. We won outright in 2005, and we shared it with New Bremen and Parkway in 2004.
So let's go back.
And I can't remember who was playing.
Well, Crystal Rammel and Sierra Rammel.
I
think Jossie Kaup might have been on one, too.
Jossie Kaup was a hell of a catcher.
That all makes sense.
We had a great
come up with
great
girls
back in.
Yeah,
I would say that because Sam graduated in what 2010 maybe. So Crystal,
Cody was 10, so I'd say
she's eight.
Yeah,
so that's right. So that would have been Crystal and Sierra
that makes sense because I was trying to think in my head.
Wasn't Brenna Rindler a pitcher or something on that team?
I think
Bar was a good pitcher.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a heck of a team, and we have a chance to get a piece of the action on Saturday. We go to Minster to play Rob Helmgarten's Wildcats, and they've been the top notch of the league with them in Parkway for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure Rob will have them prepared, and like he always does. You know, they're going to be tough, and it's going to be one of them games where you just who's going to have the better pitching and who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. And
It'll be interesting from a standpoint of, and girls, it doesn't matter quite as much as boys because both teams have a sectional final on Thursday.
Yeah.
Where if you had to pitch your best pitcher, you couldn't go again Saturday. But girls, I think you can throw them to their arms.
I think you can go right back.
And they don't. It's that underhand deal, and it doesn't wear their arms anywhere near as much, and they assume it's just not anywhere at all. So
I think Brenna told me too.
Then we have two really good pitchers, and the third one that's really pretty good too.
She was the Lincoln View. They're going to pitch the other girl. I'm not sure which one.
Jackie Hillman's the one who's
and I think that
tougher. Yeah, she's had a great season.
Because she was feeling pretty good about it. She thinks that that'll make it a little bit tougher on them, too. Yeah. So hopefully they go up there and play a great game. And
we will be broadcasting that.
Yeah.
Joe Kanapke and Jill Ranley will be announcing it, and we'll be over there, and it'll be on Fort Recovery Radio instead of Sports Stream 2.
Good.
We've been using Sports Stream 2 because then we can play that one at the same time live as our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So with no boys game on Saturday, we will be broadcasting the girls game on Fort Recovery Radio.
Now, Thursday, we travel to Walpock Boys.
Yes.
Friday, our final home game, Frank Monroe.
Yes.
Final regular season home
regular
game.
Regular season home game.
We do get to play Ada next
And we do get a host
Tuesday.
Ada, yeah. So we'll next Tuesday make sure you get out there and root the boys on. And it's the start of a new season, fellas. I'm telling you.
And we have,
can go as far as we want.
Yes, our kids, if they play like they should, you know, we can be playing a long time, boys and girls. But
absolutely,
yep.
They can be doing really a long. They can play a long time because we can beat our pitching. Our boys' pitching has been outstanding. We just haven't gotten the runs when we needed them.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten those timely base hits. And if we start doing that, look out, everybody.
And you, on the other hand, are awesome.
Okie dokie. Sure.
Were you looking at Rocker when you said
that? He is awesome. He's awesome.
I would have never.
So we got a big week coming up, folks. It's Thermatime.
Yep,
next
Ernie.
Week, we're going to try and have Christy on and the Steins. And then maybe the following week, we'll get our seniors in here. We got a boatload of them. I know it's going to be senior week is this week, so it's going to be tough. Maybe next week we can get them in.
Yeah, maybe we can sneak them
in.
They
might be able to celebrate a little bit.
Yep. Boys play Tuesday if they happen to win. That'd be a great time to get them in.
We have five senior boys on the baseball team.
Yeah.
We have one senior girl. We didn't get a chance to talk to many seniors. Hell, we'll invite them all up here on Saturday.
Been.
Yeah, basketball season. We didn't get many of them up here.
Well, there's 69 seniors in the class. We can just run them and run
bring them
in.
All up bring here. All what the hell? Here. All right.
Let's go.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely,
yes,
our chief rocker and the engineer, owner, operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. I am Bob Stogler. We will see you next Wednesday night, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.